wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into Monday, September 8th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. September 8th, two ladies very dear and near to my heart, Miss Vicky, as well as Barb Ajima. Happy birthday to you! September 8th, they share a birthday. They are birthday sisters, and we want to give a shout-out to both of them today. Miss Vicky at work over at the Antrim County Clerk's Office. Miss Barb, I'm sure, probably at home taking care of Mr. Dave, would like to say a prayer for Dave. Lord God, please, please, please heal his back, heal his neck, heal his spine. Father God, he sacrificed so much for our country. As a jet fighter pilot, subjected his body to G-forces that should have absolutely killed him, crushed his spine years ago. But only because he's in good shape and healthy and strong was he able to endure through it. But he is going through some major, major pain issues. Father God, we ask that you heal him, that you send him to the right medical doctor and get this problem with his back completely restored to his perfect self. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. One of the things that we're doing today is looking at the activity going on in Lansing. Now, I was able to go and attend the fundraising event for State Senator John DeMoose yesterday in Elk Rapids. Had a great sit down with John. His legislative chief of staff, deputy chief of staff, Dakota. And I got to tell you, lots of things happening in Lansing. And one of them, of course, is the budget. Now, one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to John was because of a MERS news story from a couple of weeks ago that I covered on this microphone, where the Department of Health and Human Services is paying for Medicaid health insurance benefits to people that are on the My Healthy Michigan health insurance program regarding these fat shots, these GLP-1 injections, Wegovy, Ozempic. Folks, we the taxpayers of the state of Michigan are spending $20 million a month, $240 million a year. $250 million is being spent, reimbursed to doctors for giving these fat injections to people that are pre-diabetic, type 2 diabetic, full-blown diabetics. Insulin doesn't even start. I'm not talking insulin costs to us, the taxpayers. I'm talking these fat shot injections. Well, John and I had a conversation, and he's going to try to set up a meeting with the Department of Health and Human Services with Missy from My Pure Health Solutions. We're going to be talking about it with Missy in the second hour as to what is diabetes, what are the symptoms if gone untreated, and why is the state of Michigan spending $20 million a month, $240 million a year for reimbursement of these fat shots. We're going to talk about that with Missy in the second hour. We've got other stories lined up from Lansing. Get another cup of coffee. Sit back, relax. If you're at work, don't sit back and relax. Get your job done. Short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. 'Cause it's living on the road.
My favorite truck driving song ever. No End in Sight by the amazing Rhythm Aces. One hit wonder. Every time I was out 4 to 6 weeks, crisscrossing across America, usually leaving Traverse City with some Sara Lee highs heading out to Pennsylvania. Then from Pennsylvania, across the street, after I dropped off the Traverse City Sara Lee Pies, I'd go to Kraft Foods and usually get a full load of Kraft mac and cheese and take off for God only knows where. I took those to Florida. I took them to Texas. I took them to California. Once I was out there, God only knows where I was going to go from there. 4 to 6 weeks, 12 to 14,000 miles. It's like, okay, I'm done. I'm going home. And man, I'd play that song over and over and over again. Well, there's an interesting war going on in Lansing. And it's playing out now in the media. This past Friday show of Off the Record with Little Timmy Skubik, including an overtime session, dropped on Friday afternoon. And it was very interesting how this conversation evolved. State Representative Renji Thiry, he's a communist Democrat from Canton, was the guest on the show. You'd have to use a fine-tooth comb to find something positive that the House Minority Leader would use to describe the Republican Speaker of the House, Matt Hall. Now, the exchange with Perry began innocently enough. But then when the subject of a potential government shutdown was brought up, with the question being, have you and he talked about this? Meaning the House Speaker, Majority Leader, Republican Matt Hall, and the Minority Leader that represents 52 Democrat caucus members to 58 Republican. Well, Perry didn't pause at all. We have not. I'm not Donald Trump. I'm not a reporter, nor am I paid to laugh at his jokes. So he does not talk to me. Okay, Tim Skubik said. When was the last time you two have conversed? Perry, I don't remember. And then came the minority leader's insider's analysis of what Speaker's Matt Hall's problems are. And this is kind of interesting dynamic. You got to understand, folks, Republicans don't care what the Democrats think in the House. There's 110 state representatives, 58 Republican to 52 Democrats. It only takes 56 of the Republicans. You can lose two Republicans on any given bill, and the bill still passes. You don't even have to talk to the Democrats. You don't have to look at or hear any of their amendments on any of your bills. You don't even have to allow them to speak in the committees if you choose to. That's what the Democrats did when they had the majority. Democrat Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, he flat out told the committee chairs, if you don't want them to speak in your committees, don't acknowledge them. Mr. Chairman. Sorry, you're not recognized. But I have an amendment to this bill. Yeah, it's going to fail, so we're not going to waste our time talking about it. But it's a really good amendment. It would make the bill even better. Yeah, but you're a Republican, so sit down, shut up, go sit in the corner and suck your thumb. That's basically what they did for 2 years. 2023, 2024, do you realize not one amendment in the House that was put forward by a Republican was adopted? Not one. So why does it even matter what the 52 Democrats think? Well, little Timmy Skubik, being the liberal-leaning journalist, news commentator that he is, allowed Perry to fire off. This is what the minority leader Perry had to say about Speaker Matt Hall, the Republican. When you have someone who is leading the institution that is insecure and wants to be a bully, and wants to lead with disparaging name-calling and just being mean. That's just obviously going to have a devastating effect on what happens. He's the judge, he's the jury, and executioner of all things in Lansing. However, the reality is he is not the Senate Majority Leader or the governor. So without true bipartisan work, nothing is going to get done. Well, when asked about the House budget that passed in the House with actually one Democrat, Karen Whitsitt of Detroit, voting with the 58 Republicans, the bill passed with 59 yes votes, where the House Republicans, through all their due diligence, all of their research, all of the time they spent well beyond the July 1st deadline, passed the budget last week. They found $5 billion in waste, fraud, and abuse, as the House Republicans say it, claiming to have uncovered and found $5 billion in waste, fraud, and abuse. Well, Perry responded, the waste, fraud, and abuse in Lansing is their budget document. It's wasting our time. It's losing the people's trust. It's a fraudulent display of what's actually happening in our state budget. Asked if the $5 billion was a fictitious number, Perry responded, absolutely it is. What? Okay, stop right here. Stop talking right here. 4,277 full-time paid jobs has been in the Democrat budget ever since Governor Gretchen Whitmer has become governor. Sworn in January 1st of 2019. The Republicans in the House and the Senate did not allow any wasteful spending in the very first budget. As a result, they went beyond the July 1st rule, gentlemen's agreement, that budgets would be submitted to the governor for consideration for signing on or before July 1st. It happened every single year under Rick Snyder and Brian Kelly. I slightly misspoke. Every single year since she's been governor, since the Democrats had the majority in the House and the Senate. That took place in the election of 2022, her re-election. Coming out of the gate with the House in Democrat control and the Senate in Democrat control, first time in 40 years it ever happened, going all the way back to 1982, 4,277 phantom jobs were created. These are people needed in state government that we currently don't have. There's only one problem. They never hired anybody. Say what? Yep. Had the salaries there, 4,277 workers getting paid 60, 70, 80 grand, whatever the fee was for that particular title, that job opening, enough money to pay for their health insurance, enough money in there to put into a 401k retirement plan, enough in there for paid vacations, was in the budget starting in 2023. 2024, this year's budget, fiscal year ending 2025, which ends at the end of this month on September 30th at midnight, just 22 days away, 3 weeks and one day, it's over. Well, guess what? The Republicans found it and cut it out of the budget. They also proposing to cut the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson's, budget. They're proposing to cut the Attorney General's budget, Dana Nessel. They're putting more money into schools per pupil, but they're getting rid of all of this waste, fraud, and abuse. And this minority leader, Puri, is saying that the $5 billion funding reduction that they've come up with, going from basically $83 billion down to $78 billion and some change, this reduction is a fictitious number. How can he even be considered to be taken seriously when he makes such a stupid, false statement like that? It's not fictitious. It's real. Well, having said that, he finally conceded that everyone knows that there are inefficiencies in government, but not to the extent that the Republican House suggests. As far as for the possibility government closing up shop without a new budget, I think it is going to shut down on October 1st. The chances that it can be averted, was the question asked. His answer, very low. Well, Republicans were watching Puri's interview, and they pointed at a statement in which the minority leader conceded that the reality is that there's just less money at the table, so there's going to be a smaller budget this year because a lot of those federal funds are running out. Duh, you think? Biden is gone. That $9 billion surplus of money that you guys got from Biden was spent under last year's budget of fiscal year 2024. They spent that money like drunken sailors. Actually, the Democrats in Lansing, in the House, in the Senate, and this Democrat governor, they give drunken sailors a bad name. They were worse than drunken sailors. Well, to them, the Republicans, this is recognition that the fiscal year 2026 budget proposal that was passed by the Senate Democrats, which is actually larger than the current fiscal year 25 budget, is completely out of whack. State Representative Joseph Aragona of Macomb County, Clinton Township, said, "This is what we've been saying all along. The Senate is using fake, unrealistic numbers, hoping that we'll split the difference, even though their budget is unbalanced with no explanation on how they're going to pay for the increase, which is unconstitutional. How are we supposed to negotiate off of fake numbers? Bottom line, their budget doesn't balance. There's not enough revenue projected to come in to cover their 82.6, 83.5, I've heard two different numbers. Budget, not going to happen. If it doesn't budget, balance. If it doesn't balance, you can't pass it. And you surely can't sign it into law." Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real.